Hello, 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 ladies and gentlemen. This is Dupree from Dupree Services. How are we doing this Thursday? I hope all is good. I'm here with a special message. I'm not going to be too long. I'm apologizing early because I had a long day today. In fact, this segment is based on what I went through today. And I'm pretty drained, and I'm glad that you all are here. The name of the segment is Your Past is Just That, Your Past. Did you hear me? Your Past is Just That, Your Past. And that's because ever since I launched my business, my little travel specialist business, my concierge service, have you noticed that the more you try to do good, the more people try to come at you? And when they come at you, they come at you with, you know, something pertaining to your past. It never fails. This is the reason why I really had to get out of Philadelphia, and I'm so glad I relocated to Florida, because when you're trying to do something with yourself, you understand, people that know you most, if they're jealous of you, if they're angry, hate you, whatnot, they will, you know, tend to use your past against you. And if you're not really strong enough in who you are, you fall into the trap angry, and then it just drains you. You understand? I wrote a saying out some time ago, and it was, there will always be some that will focus on your past just to criticize your present, but will always underestimate your future. And that's the truth, you know. So it doesn't matter what you've done in the past. If you are a better person, if you're not manipulative and deceitful, if you're not malice towards your fellow brother and sister, if you're not, you know, doing illegal things, harming others and yourself, it doesn't matter what your past consists of then. It doesn't. You know, some of you all have been through so much, you're hurting, you know, you're trying to better yourself, you're trying to further your education, you're trying to get a trade, a new job, build a business, build a family. You know, you're doing what you can, and people want to attack you because of who you used to be. Nah, you don't have to fall into that. Don't you dare fall into that. You hear me? This is why I'm glad that not only do I try to inspire people through inspirational speaking, but I'm so happy that I'm a travel agent. Because let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, this is my business. It is. But I'm telling you right now, traveling is the best way to come from those that try to bring you down. If they're not your biggest fan, they're out to get you. And you don't need to be around that. You don't. So, guess what? You got a new friend, and his name is Dupree. So you can you know, network with others. You know, give me a call. But you don't have to be in the same situation that you're in with negative people. That's a no-no. You don't have to do it. I'm currently located in Orlando, Florida. Now, and one of the things that I said I'm going to do, I'm going to let the world know all the other beaches that Orlando has, the ones that a lot of people don't know about. I'm going to be bringing some getaway weekend events and things for the listeners and everything. Don't worry, I'll be posting everything. So, and we'll get it together. Don't you worry. We'll get it together. I have so many events that's coming: the beer and barbecue bash, the cruise that's in November, the Royal Caribbean cruise that we're having in November. We actually started selling cabins. Don't worry, I'll put the information down. You can go and check them out on the podcast. You'll see them there. You can contact us through our websites. Facebook, social media page, whatnot, everything is there. You just, you know, shoot us a link, whatever, message, and, you know, we'll get that information out to you. So don't, you know, that pretty much that's what I wanted to just say tonight. I mean, I've been through it today. I've been tired. I can't even explain to you what the day was like. And then, you know, later on, I talked with Kenya and everything calmed down. And I realized that I can't let them people get to you. My voice is breaking up as you hear it. So I'm going to go get me some hot tea and take a shower and relax. But that's what I wanted to say, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry that, you know, rambling again and really trying to speed up, but it's just been a long day. And but Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7:15, I think I'll do a 7:15. My podcast will be those 2 days. Occasionally I'll bring some stuff to you on a Saturday or something that's very important. But till then, take care, and I will be speaking with you all soon. Okay, bye bye, have a good night.